been on air since noon yesterday, trying to break the Guinness World Record for the most radio interviews in 24 hours in aid of BBC Children in Need. He's spoken to scores of people, and now it's time for Gilly to find out whether he's done enough to bring home the record. Live from BBC Radio Lancashire, please welcome John Gilmore.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in the BBC Radio Lancashire Radio Theatre. I'm going to quickly hand you over to the Guinness adjudicator on this Guinness World Records Day, Anna Orford.
The current Guinness World Records title was 256. Unfortunately, I had to disqualify three interviews during the 24 hours. However, I can confirm that in 24 hours, you achieved a total of... drumroll. It's coming. 293.
Congratulations, it's a new Guinness World Records title. Congratulations, Gilly. What a Gillathon!
Wow. Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, wow.
Yes, well done, John. Wow. Smashed it. Smashed it.
Brilliant. Oh, wow. I can't believe that's amazing, isn't it, that we've done it. I've just got to thank so many people who've helped. Everybody's contributed at BBC Radio Lancashire in one way or another. But Gary Scott has been the star of this, ladies and gentlemen. He really has. Take a bow. Stand up, Gary. We had this mad idea back in June. I'd been on holiday actually, and when I came back, Gary says, You do 4 hours a day. He says, you do 24 hours a week. How'd you fancy doing that in one day? So I says, what? He says, I've been looking at some records, and there is an Italian station where the presenter did 256 face-to-face interviews and got a Guinness World Record. You can do that. He said, oh, I says, yeah, I'll do that. Never bothered since. I never thought about it for a few weeks. And then he came back with all these documents that we had to sign. And I thought, wow. We then went into Mr. Claypole's office. We talked to Mr. Claypole and said, can we do? He said, oh, yeah. I think he thought, yeah, just get on with it. And then, and then suddenly the date arrived. I was nervous. Sleepless nights, in all honesty, because I thought, what if I don't do it? What happens? But last night, hundreds of people turned out last night for our interviews, and overnight as well. We even had people here. We even had a hedgehog in the studio, believe me, this morning, for a man who looks after hedgehogs. He was with us at 4 o'clock this morning. Mike Finnegan, I've got to thank, because Mike's a regular guest on my programme. And when we talked about this Gillathon, we thought, who can we get to motivate us? I know, I thought. And just at that moment, Mike breezed in because he was due on the afternoon programme. And he said, yeah, I'm going to do that. And not only that, he said, I'm going to spend 24 hours with you, which he has. You haven't had any sleep, I don't think, have you? Well done. And thanks to all the team as well. And to everyone else, you've been marvellous. You really have. Whoa, I forgot. I forgot I get this, don't I?
Yeah, wow. So it's been an absolute pleasure to be here for most of the Gillathon. Just so you know, in 24 hours, you asked 1,649 questions.
Wow.
And each question had to be different. So they're all unique questions. So as a Guinness World Records adjudicator, it is my absolute pleasure and so much joy because you are awesome. This is your Guinness World Records certificate. Wow. And you are officially amazing. Congratulations. Yay!